This is St. Louis Public Radio. An average visit to the emergency room could set you back $1,200 if you don't have insurance. That's according to research funded by the National Institutes of Health. If patients can't pay, the hospital often has to absorb the cost. Every year, Missouri's hospitals put about $500 million towards charity care for people who don't have insurance. But Christian Hospital in North St. Louis County is trying something different to keep patients out of the emergency room. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports.
There are no sirens and no flashing lights as Katie Eisenbeiss, a 26-year-old paramedic, parks her medical van on a tree-lined street in Ferguson. This is a house call.
For giggles and laughs, I'm going to take your blood pressure.
Eisenbeiss's patient, 65-year-old Linda Parks, has had a rough year. Complications from a surgery in October left her nauseous and dehydrated. Over the next few months, she was in and out of the hospital almost constantly.
Go in, they put IV fluids in me, you know, and got me eating again and everything back to normal, and they released me to go home. Come home for about another 3 weeks, I was back in the hospital again.
Those hospital bills piled up. So in February, her doctor referred her to one of the mobile health programs at Christian Hospital. Twice a day, Eisenbeiss or one of her colleagues would come to give Parks an IV of fluids in her home. Over the next few months, those appointments became less frequent as Parks grew stronger.
I was like ready to book it. It was like, you know, you get like that, you don't want to eat, and you're dumb, you've lost so much weight. But the girls come in all the time, you know, and they're friendly and they have good attitudes.
In August, Parks graduated from the program, swapping out visits from paramedics like Eisenbeiss with regular appointments at an outpatient center. Only a small percentage of patients use the emergency room more than 12 times a year, but their care costs a disproportionate amount of money. So figuring out why they keep getting admitted and helping them avoid it translates into cost savings. The hospital's own study of 18 patients in the program saved $130,000 over the course of 6 months, and they estimate that the full program has helped 7,000 people since they started in 2014. Back in the medical van, Eisenbeiss says the program seems to fill a void that's been created in the healthcare system.
Earlier today, we visited a patient, and she said that her doctor is only allowed to spend 15 or 20 minutes with them, and the office manager is on the doctor constantly. Only 20 minutes, no more, no less.
Eisenbeiss says her team isn't limited by time.
We sit there, we explain, hey, you have diabetes, you need to watch how much sugar you eat. You need to watch the amount of carbs that you eat. You need to take your blood sugar in the morning before you take your insulin in the evening before you go to bed. You need to eat a snack so you don't bottom up. Like, you have to explain these things to these people.
Later on, Eisenbeiss visits a patient just to make sure she drinks 40 ounces of water before an ultrasound. Sometimes, a visit will be to help a patient sign up for insurance or to understand how to take their medication. The program does reach outside the scope of most hospital care. But hospitals now have an incentive to do this. Part of the Affordable Care Act includes penalties for hospitals whose patients return with the same problem too soon. Jennifer Cordia, who's vice president of patient care at Christian Hospital, says the program is also the right thing to do.
It's sort of one of those instances where if we don't do it, who is going to do it? Like, somebody has to start doing something to make a difference.
Though other hospitals nationally have community paramedic programs, the program at Christian Hospital is a first for the St. Louis region. And soon, Cordia says they'll be going into two other Missouri hospitals to help them implement their own programs. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.